Recovery comes in all sorts of fashions. And for the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to talk about one of the aspects of the wildfires that needs tending to, and that is the lawsuit and lawsuits, I should say, against PG&E as a result of the wildfires. In the studio with us, Michael Watts from Watts Guerra, the big fat law firm out of Texas. You don't mind if I call it that. I mean it.
I've been called big and fat
before. No, not you, the law firm. And also Noreen Evans, who is known by just about everybody locally here. Noreen, nice to see you again.
Thanks for having us here.
Let me first say that the PG&E folks, the company's lawyers, that is, issued their first formal response to the lawsuits. There wasn't much to it, and I don't think they will be saying much about it quite yet. They are attributing the wildfires to, quote, a confluence of unprecedented water events, unquote, including drought, heavy rains that fostered vegetation growth, record summer heat, and a high wind event on October 8th and 9th. So I want to put out that out there. One of the reasons we have these folks in the studio is because we want to talk about the news emanating from the lawsuits and where do we stand now versus where we were a couple of months ago. Michael, maybe you can both address that.
Sure. There's been a great deal of progress in the litigation. Thousands of lawsuits arising from all of the different fires that occurred on that night in October have been consolidated for pretrial discovery purposes. They were in front of a Judge Carnow in San Francisco,
right,
who will handle the discovery process before the cases are remanded back to the particular jurisdictions where they're to be tried. The good news is that the lawyers and Judge Carnow all understand that we're running against a clock, and that is most people's temporary housing allocations from their insurance companies expire after 2 years.
Right.
And so we've got a job to do, and a job to do quickly, because if it's not done and all of those benefits run out, I've seen it in past disasters, the population of this town will decrease because people will just leave.
Out of necessity, yes.
Out of necessity. There's either a place to live and there's money to live, or there's not. And so there's a spirit of urgency inside of the litigation. And to their credit, PG&E has not thrown up the usual delay roadblocks.
Everybody, in terms of the process of the lawsuit?
Yeah, it's moving quickly, and I do give them credit for that. They want this resolved as quickly as they can as well. And so what's happening right now is that the lawsuit is being organized. And what I mean by that is the pleadings are being settled from the standpoint of there's a master settlement agreement that everybody's going into, and all the legal arguments about what causes of action are viable, which are not, are going to be adjudicated early. At the same time,
and of course, this all happening prior to CAL FIRE coming out with their final report on the actual cause of the fire.
That's right. And so the second thing that's happening is that we're not waiting on CAL FIRE because there's a bunch of independent work being done with respect to fire cause and origin, but there's been written discovery sent to PG&E. Depending on who you believe, there's between 9 and 14 fires. PG&E says it may be as high as 30 because a lot of them came together in
sure.
what we call
oh,
the
yes,
Nuns
they
Fire.
Did. Yes, they did.
And so the bottom line is written questions have been sent out to PG&E asking them with respect to each of the fires to acknowledge whether or not their equipment was the incipient factor that began the particular fires. As to the ones where they agree, we'll have trial settings very quickly. As to the ones where they disagree, we'll go into a discovery process. It will go quickly, but the bottom line is fire by fire, we'll put teams together to, in effect, do the work that's necessary in order to prove the cause and origin of each fire. My firm is kind of focused on the Tubbs Fire, as you know, and so we'll be responsible for that effort with respect to the cause and origin of the Tubbs Fire. We've had experts out to the location where most people think this began. We've talked to all the neighbors. We've taken statements. We've got fire cause and origin, pattern imagery. We've got satellite imagery. All this kind of work is being done, and so that discovery process will be underway very quickly.
And I know that this thing is going to move through the court system as it will. We are waiting for CAL FIRE to come up with their assessment. You know me, I was not fond of the lawyers descending on Sonoma County at the time when we were very, very vulnerable, still vulnerable in many cases.
Sure.